Goodness, Cecil, are you still over here?
Huh? Oh, hello, it's just you, huh?
Yes, I've been waiting over at my house for you.
Well, I'm busy.
I see you are. What are you doing?
Digging up this flower bed around the porch here.
Where's Mrs. Mason?
She went down to the corner for something.
Well, Cecil, goodness, it's nearly 8 o'clock. Are you going to help Mrs. Mason all the rest of the night?
I hope not. Golly, I thought she wouldn't want any more done when it got dark, but no. Look, she turns on the front porch light so I can spade up the dirt for her flower bed.
Yes, there is plenty of light out here. How long before you'll be through?
Oh, as soon as the old slave driver comes back.
I'll sit down here on the grass and watch you. Cecil, can anybody hear us?
No. Golly, I'm tired.
Did you find out anything?
Not a thing. And I've been working around here since 4 o'clock.
What about the polyparrot? Did he say anything?
Not a peep out of him. He was hanging out here on the porch all day, too.
Well, did you try to see if he would tell you any secrets?
Yes. Every time Mrs. Mason would go in the house to think up something else for me to do, I'd stop and try to get some news out of that ugly-looking bird of hers.
Didn't it say a word about some other sweetheart of the widow's? Something we could tell Uncle Thomas?
Sally, it was hanging right up there on the porch until Mrs. Mason took it in a little while ago. And all the time it was there, it didn't say a thing.
Goodness, Cecil, you sure do look like you've been busy.
Yeah, all for a dumb old polyparrot that wouldn't let a peep out of him.
Did you try to start him to talking about Mrs. Mason?
I sure did. When Mrs. Mason wasn't looking, I'd climb up next to its crazy cage and say, "Nice, Polly. Talk nice, Polly."
What would the Polly do then?
Just puff out its feathers and look silly.
Well, did you try giving it something to eat to get on the good side of it?
I tried everything. When I dig up a worm or a bug, I'd give it to it to eat.
What did the Polly say then?
Didn't even say thank you.
Oh, dear. After all this work, I feel discouraged.
You feel discouraged? If you knew all the things Mrs. Mason got me to do for her since 4 this afternoon, you would feel discouraged.
Haven't you just been digging in her flower beds for her?
The way I feel right now, I'd like to dig her a grave.
Why, Cecil? You aren't tired, are you?
Oh, no. Just feel like somebody had socked me in the back with a sledgehammer.
I never did like that polyparrot of Mrs. Mason's.
First, she asked me to help her take up her rugs. And when she said help, she meant that she would tell me which ones. Then I had to take them out in the backyard and beat them.
Did you beat them?
Sure did. I beat them to pieces. I got dust in my eyes and my mouth and my ears.
I thought she just wanted you to help her with her flower garden.
So did I. Then after that was over, her kitchen floor had to be painted. Look, see? Paint in my hair. How am I ever going to get it out? Tell me how.
Well, Cecil, you shouldn't have gotten paint in your hair.
I shouldn't have even come over here to help her.
Well, Cecil, you did it for me and for Uncle Thomas and to make some extra money for yourself.
I wouldn't even do this for Aunt Bess when she starts her house cleaning. Oh, it's awful.
Oh, if the polyparrot had only told you some scandal, we would have been rewarded.
Then she got me to take the garden hose and wash off her front porch and the steps and even the old sidewalk, as if anybody cares about a sidewalk.
Cecil, don't push that spade in the ground so hard you'll break it.
I'd like to. Never let myself in for something like this again.
What did you do after you finished the front porch?
She had 70 million trunks up in the attic that she asked me to help her move around. And by help, she always means pointing them out.
I'll bet she has a lot of mysteries in her attic.
She has a lot of cobwebs. I don't know. Half of them I got in my mouth and ears.
Well, that shouldn't have taken long.
Dusty, hot old attic. I started to walk out on her 2 or 3 times.
Oh, that would have been bad, Cecil. She would have told Uncle Thomas you were very impolite.
I know it. But I sure came near calling it all off when she wanted me to help her wax her floors. Golly, I'm no machine. I was just going to help her with her silly old flower garden.
Cecil, it's really getting late. Why don't you stop and tell her you'll finish some other time?
Oh, she'll be back in a minute and this ends it.
I sure feel bad about not learning anything from that polyparrot.
I don't feel anything. I'm hot and dirty and tired and mad.
Whew. You're not mad at me, are you, Cecil?
I don't know who I'm mad at. I'm going home and go to bed in just a few minutes.
Oh, I guess this is the end of our rope, Cecil.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you can't say I haven't thought of everything I could to try to stop Mrs. Mason from seeing Uncle Thomas more than she does.
Well, when Butch Williams leaves, she'll see him plenty.
Uncle Thomas is going to give Mr. Williams that money this week so he can go back to Mexico.
Yeah, and leave Mrs. Mason to your uncle.
And to think that we're thwarted all because a Polly Parrot won't tell us anything.
What did you think he would tell us?
Well, I didn't know. But I was taking a chance and hoping you might find out something terrible.
Oh, golly Moses. Oh, I'm sunk. Well, it's over.
Oh, are y'all finished now, Cecil?
Finished. I'm done up. Now, there's our old flower bed ready to plant our old rose bushes.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to stop. I'm going to leave these shovels and spades right here.
Where are you going, Cecil?
Come on. Let's go sit on the front steps and wait till she comes back. Oh, gee, these hard steps feel so good.
You sure do look dirty, Cecil. How did you get it on your face?
Oh, it's easy. Gee, I've never seen so many miles of dusty rugs as I saw this afternoon.
Whew. Cecil, is that Mrs. Mason coming back now?
Where?
There.
Yeah, that's the old slave driver.
I bet she thinks it's funny I ran across the street to wait with you.
Well, I don't care what she thinks. It's 8:30. Whoever heard of plowing up dirt at 8:30 at night?
Here she comes, Cecil.
Are you waiting for something, Cecil? Oh, it's just you, Sally.
How do you do, Mrs. Mason? I ran across the street to see if Cecil was through.
I just finished, Mrs. Mason. It's all done.
Don't you know, Cecil, that it's polite to stand up when you're talking to your elders?
Oh, Cecil is so tired, I guess he couldn't get up.
Oh, come now, Cecil. Surely the few little things you did to help me with this afternoon didn't exhaust you.
No, Miss Mason, I'm not dead yet. I guess I'm not used to it, though. Aunt Bess always hires someone to do that work at home. She never makes me help her.
Well, that's the wrong way to teach self-reliance. However, perhaps your aunt knows best.
Oh, I'm sure she does. Cecil's aunt is just lovely.
Well, if that's all you wanted me to help you with, Miss Mason, well...
I see you forgot to put up the hoe and the spade there.
I'll go put them under the house for you, Cecil. While Mrs. Mason, pays you?
Oh, that's right, yes. Well, never mind, Sally, I can do that. Now, just what do I owe you, Cecil?
Oh, I don't know, Miss Mason. Whatever you say.
Cecil worked pretty hard, didn't you, Cecil?
I guess so. I don't know what to say, Miss Mason.
Well, I guess it's up to me.
Oh, whatever you say is all right.
Very well, here. Here you are. I hope you save the money you earn, Cecil.
But, Mrs. Mason, that's only 35 cents.
Never mind, Miss Mason. I don't want it. Keep it.
Mrs. Mason, was that all you were going to give Cecil?
It was. I don't throw money away. In my day, a young man was glad to make an extra 35 cents.
Well, it must have been 1,000 years ago.
Are you going to take this, Cecil?
I am not.
As usual, this is your doing, Sally. Setting an example of insolence.
Oh, is that so? Well, I think you're mean and stingy, and I don't care if I am impolite, so there.
All right, come on, Sally.
Sally Smith, I shall take this to your uncle. I've never been so insulted before in all my life.
Well, you would be insulted if I could think of some big words. Go ahead and tell Uncle Thomas. I'm glad Cecil won't take your 35 cents, so there. Now, and I'm mad and everybody is mad.